Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Last night, Joe Biden gives his address to the joint members of Congress and solidifies his position as a socialist Santa Claus. Free things for everybody. Free, free, free. The government is your sugar daddy. Now, if you sat through this thing, first off, congratulations. If you sat through this and didn't do what Ted Cruz did, which is fall asleep, then you're doing pretty good. You're doing pretty good. I had an energy drink in my hand, so I wouldn't. And I'll tell you, there were times when I wish I didn't. Joe Biden, folks, was just basically singing to the choir. He didn't say anything that we didn't expect, really. But it wasn't so much what he said, although we'll get into it a little bit on this show. It's a lot of the things he didn't say. You'll notice he had no comment about border security. He touched on immigration, but not border security. Because truthfully, Joe Biden doesn't care about border security. What's happening at the border is the Democrats' plan. Now, they got to play it off to middle America as, oh, well, yeah, this was unexpected. Oh, this is a little bit of a problem. We're working on this. No, you're not. No, you're not. High-fiving each other in the back room saying, work like a charm. Work like a charm. But let's talk a little bit about Joe Biden and what he did offer, which is basically free stuff to everybody. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you that. It's like the old man in the white van pulled up to the playground and told the children, I've got all kinds of candy in here. Free, free, free. Except when you get in the van, you know what happens to you for that candy, right? Well, that's kind of what's going to happen to America. In fact, that's precisely what's going to happen to America, to be perfectly honest with you. Now he's talking big, well, we're going to tax the rich. The rich must pay. They must pay their fair share. And Jeff Bezos and all the other people are applauding somewhere. Yeah, yeah. Why do you think they agree with that? Why do you think they agree with that? If someone came to you and said, we're going to take away a substantial amount of your money, a substantial amount, are you going to applaud it? Are you going to support that candidate? Or are you going to say, wait a minute, I worked for that money. You can't just come along and take it because you say so. Why should I, because I'm successful, have to support some people who don't feel like working? Oh, but they're not doing that, are they? Facebook and Google and Amazon and all these people, they're not doing that. Yahoo, they're not doing that. They're not saying, wait, wait, hold the phone. Wouldn't you think that these gigantic billion-dollar corporations would all be opposed to paying more? And if they aren't opposed, why weren't they paying more all the time? I once said on this show, and I'll say it again, I'll reiterate it, no one's stopping them from sending the government millions and millions of extra dollars. The government will accept it. So if Jeff Bezos is feeling particularly charitable, he can say, look, I'm writing a $20 million check to the government. Use it as you see fit. Never did it. Mark Zuckerberg could do the same thing. Never did it. Instead, they're writing millions of dollars of checks for Democratic candidates who are threatening to take their money away. It doesn't take a genius to figure out these people are not going to have a dime of their money taken. They know they're exempt. They know it's not going to happen. They know it's not them who's ultimately going to pay the price. So they're fine supporting this. If 30, 40% of their money was going to be taken away, you think they're standing up and cheering this? Come on, folks. You can't be that naive. You just can't be. So when Joe Biden says we're going to tax the rich, yeah, and the rich are going to take their money and hide it somewhere, offshore or in other places, and it's going to trickle down to the upper middle class and eventually the middle class, as it always does, as it always does. And even if we're expected to believe that the upper 10% are going to be the only ones affected, how does this not affect everyone? How does the fact that, oh, well, maybe I'm not going to open up that factory after all that I thought about this year? There's really no point in making an extra $50 million if I just got to give it to the government. Why should I work that hard and take that risk? There go all those jobs. There go all those jobs. So you think that doesn't trickle down to your average worker? Of course it does. When the rich get richer. Now, I am not one of these people who are sitting here applauding the rich. There's quite a few greedy rich people. When you have gold shower nozzles in your bathroom, you are effectively like Cartman on South Park rolling naked in money, okay? You are excessive to a disgusting degree. And yes, there are people who have gold shower nozzles while other people are eating out of the garbage can. I get that. But at the end of the day, these rich people create the jobs, create the factories, create the stores, create the businesses that ultimately employ you. You don't work for poor people. Poor people don't hand you a paycheck. So if you start to punish the rich, they are not going to get less rich. They are simply going to cut out the middleman. Think about it yourself. If you were a boss somewhere and you're used to bringing home, let's just say you're used to bringing home $2,000 a week, and new taxes come along and you're only going to bring home about $1,400, are you just going to tell your family, tighten your belt, folks? Tighten your belt up. I'm $600 a week less than I was, or are you going to get rid of some expenses so you can still bring home that $2,000? It's not going to work, folks. It's not going to work. So Joe Biden muddles through the speech. He talks a little bit about raising taxes on the rich and giving away the farm to everyone. Everything's going to be free, except nothing is free. At some point, someone pays for it, and guess who does? Taxpayers. That's who pays for it. But Joe had said something a while ago. He touched on gun rights and all this stuff and said something particularly stupid, two things particularly stupid. One that he said was, no amendment is absolute. No amendment is absolute? Not one? Wow. Then we're in for trouble because, I mean, there's a lot of amendments that should be absolute, no? No amendment is absolute. Wow. I guess we can reinstate slavery and stifle free speech because it's not absolute, right? Wow. I mean, what kind of a dumb statement is that for the President of the United States to make? No amendment, none, is absolute. And then he says, well, you know, how come you need so many rounds? We're going to limit the ammunition, too. You don't need that many rounds. What's the deer wearing, Kevlar vests? This is the mentality of a guy like Joe Biden, who's been in politics how long? His whole entire life, basically. Joe, have you read the Second Amendment? It doesn't say anything about hunting. It says to protect, to form a militia, to protect our nation against enemies, foreign and domestic. It's about protection, Joe. From tyrannical governments or foreign actors. No one said anything about deer hunting. There's nothing in the Second Amendment about deer hunting. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable that you'd even make a comment that stupid. Speaking of comments that are ridiculously stupid, CNN reports 80-some-odd percent of the people who listen to that speech, who watch that speech, approve of it. We loved what we heard. That's the message. They probably wrote that before the speech, but nonetheless, that's the message. 80% of Americans agreed with Joe Biden and loved what they heard. The nation is coming together. That is a lie. That is an absolute 100% total down and out, flat out lie. Maybe 80% of the people who watched it on your channel. But who watches your channel? 99% liberals? So what does that mean? 19% of actual liberals hated it? Wow. Guess it wasn't such a great speech after all, huh? You're singing to the choir and 19% of you don't like it. You see, that's the little games they play with you folks. What they don't tell you is if you go up on like YouTube and watch all of these different channels, even the White House channel, go to the White House's channel on YouTube. The majority, the vast majority of people gave it a thumbs down. Vast majority. But CNN is still there saying 80% of the people just thought it was wonderful and optimistic and clarifying and brilliant. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sure they did. And who did you ask? 200 of your listeners? So that means 40 of your listeners themselves don't like it. It's all semantics, folks. It's all semantics. They want people to say, well, I don't know. I don't want to be in the minority. If 80% of Americans are going along with this, I feel like I'm dumb if I don't. I guess I'll have to change my mind about Joe Biden. No. Joe Biden is a clown. He doesn't have a clue on how to fix anything. Not a clue. If he did, he'd have done it long before this. Doesn't have a clue. What's gotten better? What's gotten better under Biden's first 100 days? How's the border working out? Terrible. How's gas prices and oil prices? Terrible. How's foreign relations? Terrible. Iran just threatened a Navy ship. Smugglers are having a field day with their white slavery rings, huh? And their human trafficking. Oh, what's gotten better? Taxes are about to go up. Well, what they're hanging their hat on, folks, is the pandemic. That's what's gotten better. There could have been no president of the United States and the pandemic would have gotten better. The vaccine was already here under Trump. It was already being administered. The virus itself was weakening to an extent. As far as there may have been more people getting it, but it was a much weaker form of it that didn't require hospitalization and was lowering the death rates in this country. This thing was on its way out anyway, and now Biden's going to take a curtain call for it. That's ridiculous. This is a man so out of touch, he wears a mask outside to a press conference telling people you don't have to wear a mask outside. He really did that. Here I come with my mask, and my message is, you don't have to wear a mask. Okay. Well, here's a news flash for you, Joe. I knew that a year ago. I don't care what the CDC says. I didn't care what any of these left-wing talking heads said, because when YouTube wasn't banning everyone who disagreed with it, I listened to many viral experts who said, this is absurd. This is just absurd. Your chances of contracting a virus outside is pretty damn slim, especially if you're social distancing. But no, Joe wears his mask and then takes it off symbolically. Well, you'll notice I took it off when a reporter asked the question, why do you wear a mask? To tell us we don't have to wear a mask. Well, I'm taking it off, you'll notice. Okay, Joe. Okay. But you know what? You can say what you want about last night's speech. The thing that struck me the worst was what happened afterwards. What happened afterwards was that Tim Scott gave the rebuttal for the Republican Party. And Tim Scott made a comment that, to be really honest, I wasn't sure was true. And boy, did I get slapped in the face. He said, you know, the Democrats talk a lot about racial harmony and racism in this country, but, and I've experienced it. But I've experienced it from them. Every time I disagree with them, any time that I raise my voice to oppose some of their idiotic plans, they call me an Uncle Tom, which is a racial slur. And I said, I don't know about that, Tim. I don't recall anybody really saying that. I didn't hear anybody say that anyway. And if they did, they'd be damn fools, because while they're talking about how there's so much race hate in the world, wouldn't they be total idiots to prove that they're the ones doing it? Well, much to my surprise, not 5 minutes after he gave that speech, guess what the trending thing is on Twitter? By the Democrats, Uncle Tim, hashtag Uncle Tim. Ah, okay. Wonder if you'd have done that if Lindsey Graham gave that rebuttal, or Marco Rubio, or someone else, Jim Jordan or someone. I wonder. Oh, no, you wouldn't have. Why? Because they're white. See, it only works if you're a black man, because it's a racial slur. And it's a racial slur that you, the left-wing party, caused to trend and Twitter allowed. Perfectly acceptable. Why? Because this guy has an R next to his name. It's perfectly okay to hate blacks if they're Republicans. What's wrong with you people? You can call them anything you want. Hell, put them to work on a plantation if you want. We don't care. We only care if they got a D next to their name. Other than that, it's fair game. And you're preaching racial harmony? You people should be ashamed of yourselves. You people should be embarrassed. Absolutely embarrassed. And not one Democrat hit that Twitter last night to say, could you stop this? This is exactly what we do not need. This is exactly what we don't want. Oh, no, because it's exactly what they want. It's exactly what they want. Again, we have that problem. I don't know. People call up just to listen, I guess. Look, the bottom line of the situation, folks, is this. You can't get any more hypocritical. You cannot sit there and say, we want racial harmony. We envision a world where color doesn't matter. And the second somebody opposes something you say, you cause a racial slur to trend. Why didn't you just say, Tim Scott's full of crap? Tim Scott lied. Tim Scott's this. Tim Scott's that. Oh, no, you didn't do that. Had to put the Uncle Tim in there, didn't you? You had to drive it home. He's just a stupid Negro. Don't listen to him. You're the racists. Every last one of you. Every last one of you that participated in that, you're racists. And you know you're racists, and you know you don't like African-Americans. You know you don't. You're the ones who started the Jim Crow laws. You're the ones who opposed the ending of slavery. You're the ones who started this whole mess. And now the only reason that you're kowtowing and pandering is because you need their vote. Wait till all these people that are flooding the borders get their citizenship, and they don't need your vote anymore. They're going to tell you to go plumb to hell. That's what they're going to do. And if you raise your voice, you're going to be Uncle whatever your name is, just like Tim Scott. I didn't see Joe Biden take 2 seconds out of his day on Twitter to say, stop this. Oh, no. He doesn't care if you stop it. Joe's oblivious. Joe will sit there and literally say, I'm giving you this, I'm giving you that, I'm giving you this. I'm Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. But guess who paid for all those toys, boys and girls? Your parents, your relatives. Guess who's going to pay for all these goodies? You, your parents, your relatives. That's who. Not Jeff Bezos. Not Mark Zuckerberg. They're going to pay it. You think they're really going to pay? They're not going to pay it. Absurd. Anyway, folks, another little piece of information. Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani's apartment was raided. Why, do you ask? Why was it raided? What did Rudy do? Well, they want to find out if Rudy Giuliani did not disclose that he was working for the Trump administration when he asked some questions, or if he asked some questions about this Ukraine deal between Joe Biden and the Ukrainian president. Oh, I see. Joe's getting a little worried. We want to know what he knows, and we want to silence Rudy Giuliani. And oh, by the way, we need to distract from the fact that John Kerry basically gave away military secrets to Iran. We need to distract from that because Kerry's a traitor to the United States of America. We have to do something to distract away from that. You know what the interesting thing is about this Rudy Giuliani raid? They took all of his, I guess, his hard drives and laptops and things. Oh, but when they picked up one laptop and Rudy Giuliani said, well, that's the Hunter Biden stuff that I have, they put it back down. We don't want that. Of course you don't want it. I have heard not from one, not from two, but from three extraordinarily reliable sources that the 800-pound elephant in the room is not that, oh, I gave some kickbacks to my father for a Ukraine deal, although that's in there. It's not, oh, I smoked a bunch of crack and I've had dealings with drug dealers, although that's in there. It's not that, oh, the only reason I got my job is so my dad could cover up money laundering from some prominent Ukraine business, but it's in there. The 800-pound elephant in the room is there's child pornography on there. And a decent amount of it. And there apparently is allusions of bringing girls, underage girls, into this country. FBI doesn't want to know about that. You know why they don't want to know about that? Because they had that laptop. They had that laptop before the election and did absolutely nothing. Because right now, as we speak, folks, as dangerous as this sounds, the FBI has become the enforcement arm of the left-wing party. They don't give a damn what any Democrat does. Did they care what Hillary Clinton did? No. Did they care about any of these other allegations of Joe Biden? No. Do they care about Hunter Biden? No. They care about 77-year-old Rudy Giuliani, who may have made a call and said, what's going on with this? Because, you know, I'm representing the president here, and apparently there's some kind of a – you're upset with Joe Biden, and you think you have some evidence that Joe Biden might have done something horrible. Oh, but you didn't disclose you were doing it in the name of a presidential candidate. So, in other words, the American people don't have the right to know. The American people don't have the right to know that the man that they just may consider voting for, a Ukraine president, may have proof positive that he is a criminal. You don't deserve to know that. And if you try to tell the American people that, your house will be raided. And oh, by the way, guess who gets first dibs at knowing that Rudy Giuliani's apartment is going to be raided? The Lincoln Project. What does the Lincoln Project have to do with this? And for the people who don't know what the Lincoln Project is, they were the people who were so disgraced by child, basically pedophile affairs, that I thought they were out of business. I thought they folded shop. And it's not like they said we didn't do it. They admitted it. Oh, yeah, these guys were all involved in some big pedophile thing. Well, we got rid of them. We're taking care of it. But we're still in business, and we're still connected to the FBI, who phones us before they raid Rudy Giuliani's apartment. That's so strange, isn't it? Gee, is that strange. Folks, just talking to you like this, I'm probably an enemy of the state. I probably am, in their eyes. But you see, here's the thing. I'm trying to be a protector of this country. And you better wake up, and you better wake up quick. Because all of you people say such conspiracy theory crap. It's right in front of your eyes, folks. If you could just try to open them and look around you, you'll see what I'm talking about. Why was Hunter Biden's house not raided? Oh, you have allegations that he was giving a kickback to his father, who is the president of the United States, to interfere in foreign policies on behalf of a foreign country. You have allegations that this man, without Joe Biden's knowledge perhaps, is trafficking underage girls for profit. They don't raid his house. He goes on a book tour and openly talks about, I did drugs and I did this and I did that. And the FBI's like, there's nothing to see here, silly people. There's nothing to see here. We've had his laptop. We looked at it. Oh, but Rudy, that bastard made a phone call. President of the Ukraine, if there was some problem with Joe Biden and some of his actions in the Ukraine before the American people decided whether they'd vote for the old idiot or not. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? People have been doing it for years. Never been prosecuted. Come on. Then Hillary Clinton should be in jail. Because they literally made up the Russian dossier. They actually had people write that crap up and gave it to the FBI, who gave it to a FISA court without telling them that it was paid for by a political opposition. Then they should all be in jail. Oh, no, not them. They have D's next to their name. See how this works? If you have a D next to your name, you can get away with the same thing. And everybody says there's no crime. If you have a D next to your name, you better not use any kind of racial language or even disagree with someone who's not the same race as you. But if you have an R next to your name, you can call him Uncle Tim. You can call him every racial name in the world. Nobody cares. Distract, disorient, and offer free stuff. That's all the left can do. They know John Kerry's guilty as hell. My God, there were people on the news literally saying, well, we've known he had a close relationship with this guy for years. Years and years and years and years and years. So is this a big surprise? No, it's not a big surprise. Well, guess what? It's illegal. Why isn't John Kerry's apartment being raided? He's one of you. See, this doesn't work this way, folks. The FBI is not supposed to work this way. And we're going way back to the Obama administration where, remember Lois Lerner? Remember her from the IRS, who was only targeting Republican charities and Republican nonprofit organizations and trying to ruin them? Remember her? Oh, yeah. But if you had a D next to your name, you could get away with it. The Clinton Foundation, they were never targeted, and we know where their money went. Well, we're going right back to it, folks. We're going right back to it, except it's on steroids now. Now it's on steroids. Because what you've got is you've got an FBI who's 100% in the bag for the left wing. You've got a media that's 100% in the bag for the left wing, except one or two little networks. You've got to stop tuning in these networks. You've got to stop watching mainstream media. You've got to go to alternate sources who are trying to be objective. They are out there. They exist. There are news sources that try to be objective. And if Biden does something halfway decent, they say he does have something halfway decent. If he does something outrageous, they say he does something outrageous. They exist. You've got to find them, though. Because people like CNN, they want them shut down. Brian Stelzer said, we have to get rid of these people. That's exactly what he said on his own show. We have to get rid of these people. That's why our ratings are down. We got to get rid of these other sources of information. Ah. So you control the narrative. That's what you're saying. We have to be the only narrative. We have to be. What does that sound like? What does that sound like to you? I mean, I'm sorry to tell you, But it sounds like totalitarianism to me. That's precisely what it sounds like. And this is the way we're heading, folks. Now, look, Joe Biden can fool a lot of people by just offering free stuff. There are people out there who just love to say, oh, look, I get so much paid leave, and I don't have to do this, and all my student loans are forgiven. I can do this, and I can do that, and they'll send me a check, and I don't have to work. This is the destruction of free enterprise. Because no matter what you say, I don't care what business you're in, your ultimate goal, it may not be your only goal, but your ultimate goal is financial freedom. I don't know anybody that goes to work because I'd go to work if it was free. Oh, yeah, I'd head to, you know, I'd head out onto the road crews and dig ditches and fix potholes if I wasn't getting paid. I just love it. I don't know nobody that does that. And I'm sure there are people, police officers, doctors, firemen who say, well, I love the fact that I get to help people. Veterinarians and things, I love the fact that I get to help. It's primarily why I do what I do, but I wouldn't do it for free. I have to earn a living. When people actually have ambition, it's usually fueled by, I want some financial freedom. I want some nice things in life. I want to be able to buy a nice car. I want to be able to buy a house. I want to be able to take my family on vacation and put food on my table. That's usually the motivation. I don't care what it is that you're doing. You may love what you do, but ultimately you need to do those things, and you want those things out of life. Now they're removing that and saying, no, we'll give you that. Just don't do anything. Stay home. Don't open that business. You don't need to. You'll all be working in green jobs. We have so much infrastructure coming. You'll all be working for the government. And Chris Wallace, Fox News' resident moron, literally gets on the air last night and says, I think people are warming up to the idea after COVID that the government is a very important factor in how they live their life, and that they're warming up to the government being more than just people they elect. What do you mean, Chris? So in other words, what you're saying is the American people are warming up to the idea of being lazy, kept house cats. Let the government be your sugar daddy. You stay home. Do what you're told. Vote the way you're told. Wear what you're told. And we'll give you some candy. That's what Chris Wallace effectively said last night. Because Chris Wallace is literally in favor, apparently, of socialism and totalitarianism. Otherwise, he would never have made that comment. When I listened to that speech, the first thing I said was, Joe Biden has gone full-blown socialist. He is basically saying to the American people, the government is here to take care of you. And that's not true, folks. The government's here to be your voice. Not to take care of you. They're not your mother and father. They're not your benefactor. You're the ones who put them in office. They're here to be your voice and to represent you. They're not here to support you. They're here to pave the way so you can go out and get a good job, so you can go out and support yourself, so you can go out and open that business, so you can go out and live the American dream. Not to say, don't worry about that. We'll take care of that. You just sit home and be a robot and die at 58 years old because, you don't do nothing. It'd be easier on us if you die early. We don't have to pay all that Social Security crap, Olin. We don't have to deal with all your medical problems. Just, you know, stay home, eat Twinkies, watch TV. We'll send you a check. And when you die at 45 years old, that's good for us. That's about what they want. And Joe Biden, whether he knows it or not, is playing right along with it. I don't know if he knows it or not. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't think he has all of his mental faculties anymore. Any man who's been in government, as long as Joe Biden has been in government, and does not know that the Second Amendment of the United States of America doesn't say anything about hunting. Your right to hold a gun isn't because, well, there are hunters. Did you ever read it, Joe? It clearly says militia. It would be a hell of a lot harder for a foreign entity to come over here and take over the United States of America if everybody had a gun and didn't rely upon the army to save us. Be a hell of a lot harder. Oh, but we can't have that. And now they've even infiltrated our military because I've heard a general, a high-ranking general say, well, I think Biden's doing a pretty good job with China, really? Pretty good job how? When China can come over to Alaska in our country, sit across the table from their representatives and say, you are in no place of authority or power to dictate to us to do anything. You no longer have that power. China effectively slapping us in the face, saying, we're not afraid of you anymore. We're now the top dog. You'll not give us any trouble, and if you do, we'll give you more. And that's their people saying, okay, I'll give you my lunch money. That's what it is. It's effectively China saying, we can bully you now. And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it because we're stronger than you. You're no longer in position. It's like, you know, when your big brother gets transferred up from junior high to the high school and the bully now says, hey, you ain't got your brother to save you now. So now we can stick your head in a garbage pail every day. And your big brother ain't going to come along and punch us in the nose. That's what happened to Joe Biden. He sent his envoy there and China laughed at him right square in their face. Oh, but this general thinks he's doing a great job. Oh, he's wonderful. China's taking him seriously. Yeah, I'm sure they are. China's applauding him because they know it's good for them. But when can we wake up and realize what's good for China is probably not good for the United States of America? China was on the ropes. China was willing to sign a deal with Donald Trump that would have effectively ensured an equal playing field between those countries and made us a superior power that they respected and understood was playing no games. And as sure as I'm sitting here, the minute Joe Biden won, they said, ah, great. Back to the way things used to be when we're in control. And you can tell they're in control because half of the policies that's being dictated here, China would approve of. Folks, it's very easy to take the free candy and get in the van. It's damn hard to get out of the van. You understand what I'm saying? Once you're in the van, they ain't letting you out. Not until they've done what they want to do. Now, when you were a kid, it was damn easy for your parents to tell you. If someone pulls up and tells you they got something for free, you don't climb into their van. You don't climb into their vehicle. Well, here we are. In 2021, and good old Joe Biden is pulling up in his van saying, I got free stuff. And people are fighting each other to climb in. Fighting each other to climb in. Don't get it. I'm going to try one more time. Let's go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
I'm here, Marcus. What's going on?
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, I do.
So it's a – I don't know how anybody – made it through that speech last night. It reminded me of the Oprah Winfrey show when she was screaming out, you get a check, you get a check, you get a check. That's exactly what it was. He must have watched that before he, you know, basically went out there and started clowning.
Connection a little bit. You'll have to solidify your connection. I'll come back to you. But you're right. Joe Biden was like, granddad at a birthday party. Here, I got a present for you. And, oh, by the way, I know it's not your birthday, but here's one for you, and here's one for you, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. With whose money? You're talking trillions and trillions and trillions. Guess what? We don't have that money. We don't have it. Trillions of dollars for the COVID relief, but only, 5% ever went to COVID relief? And the rest went to everybody's pet projects? Now it's going to be trillions of dollars for infrastructure, but only 6% is really going for infrastructure? The rest is going for pet projects? You know what this is like? I'm sure all of you have experienced this. You'll get a call Yes, we represent the Police Benevolent Society. And we wanted to know if you wanted to donate $100. And it will help with a boys club, or it'll help with a police gear, or it'll help with something. And, you know, we'll give you a police little sticker to put on your car. And you're like, okay. And you give the $100. Well, guess what? About $3 go to the police, and the other $97 goes to this company. Because it has nothing to do with the police. It's perfectly legal, by the way. Because they are donating the money, and they never said 100% was going to it. Well, that's what it is. It's bait and switch. We need millions and millions and millions of dollars to send to foreign countries for things so that they'll be on our side and they'll give us kickbacks. How do we get the American people to allow us to give away their tax dollars to foreign countries for stupid things? I know. We'll say it's COVID relief, and we'll give them 10%. Why so generous? You're right. Give them 5%. We'll give them 5% of that money. And they'll be dancing in the streets like morons saying, I got a check, I got a check. When all the rest of their tax money's going somewhere else. It worked? Let's do it again with infrastructure. Those morons fell for it once, they'll fall for it again. 6% for infrastructure, 94% for all of our pet projects. Wake up, folks. Wake the hell up. You're getting pennies. You're being thrown breadcrumbs. While your money, it's your money, keep reminding you that, gets sent other places that they want. It's not helping you. How many trillion did we spend on COVID relief? And only 5% went to COVID relief. Why not all of it? Instead of your $1,400, you'd be getting probably $5,000, $7,000, which would be a little bit more helpful. Yeah, you were out of work for, what, a year? Here's $1,400. Oh, thank you. Because most people only make $1,400 a year that are in business. Yeah, I can live on that. Wait a minute, I thought they want $15 an hour minimum wage. Okay, well, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, averages out to what? Times a year and something that you wouldn't let me work? Averages out to a lot more than $1,400. How come? How come you won't pay minimum wage, government, but you'll give away all that money to someone else? Very, very interesting, huh? Very interesting. Let's go to the phones again. Caller, are you there? No, we don't have a caller there. Let's go to the phones again. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. No, sir. No phone calls. They're lining up on the boards, folks, but they're not willing to talk. I don't know. I don't know what's up. All I know is this. Don't be fooled by the media. They're lying to you. Don't be fooled by an old man saying, I got freebies. He's lying to you. Eventually, you're going to pay for this. Or your children are going to pay for it. Eventually, this is what's going to happen. It trickles downhill, folks. It always has, and it always will. Let's just say I'm a multi-millionaire. And I say, you know what? I need gold knobs for my shower. So I got to make myself another $1 million next year. How am I going to do that? I guess I'll have to open up another factory. It'll employ, I don't know, 500 workers, but I'll still make my $1 million, so that'll be great. Oh, wait, they're taking more money away from me? I better not open that factory. Screw those workers. See how that works? So while I might be a greedy slob who wants gold knobs on my shower, I'm also someone who's creating jobs in order to be a greedy slob. And so when I open those factories, when I open those businesses, when I open those stores or services, I'm employing people. You start taxing the hell out of these businesses, they're going to pick up and they're going to move. And they're going to take their jobs with them and they're going to take their tax money with them. And when they do that, it's on to the next guy. See, because here's what ends up happening, folks. You say, I'm only taxing the top 10%. You'll notice they don't give you an exact number. They just say the top 10%. Well, let's say the top 10% are $1 billion a year. But then they all move. And then it's $100 million a year, and then they all move. Pretty soon it's going to be like $450,000 a year, the top 10%. Eventually it's going to work its way down to you. You'll be the top 10%. That's why they give a percentage and not a figure. Because they already know that these big businesses, they're going to offshore their money. They're going to move out of the country. They're going to go somewhere else. They're not paying for any of this. So when Joe Biden offers you all of this free stuff, you remember this. No one gets a free ride. There's always going to be something. Whether it's you're paying for it in the end, or whether it's you better vote the way we say, or whether it's you're going to have to be microchipped, or whether you're going to have to do what we say and take this vaccine, or whether you say you have to do X, Y, and Z, whatever they say, you better do, because they now have the power to cut your check off. Oh, you're not getting it. You weren't a good little soldier. You didn't do as you were told. No soup for you. Yeah, no. No, thank you. I'm not getting in the van. So Joe Biden's speech last night solidified one thing to me very clearly. He's completely out of touch with the American people, and the media is willing to lie for him to the excess that they are trying to brainwash you into thinking the majority of Americans support this. Why are you being a holdout? You're telling me this isn't a cult? I can just hear David Koresh. I can just hear Jim Jones saying to people who are opposing him a little bit, look at all your brethren. They're all happy. They all like it here. You don't want to leave. You don't want to go home. We are your family. We're the only ones who care about you. But then when you try to leave, and they know you're serious, guess what they're going to do to you? Oh, they're going to send the IRS after you. They're going to send the FBI after you. They're going to send whatever forces they have after you. They're going to make your life a living hell. Because they can't have that. And you know what else they can't have? They can't have strong, independent, intelligent black Americans opposing them because, gee, it may look as though they're all not the same. Like Joe Biden once said, oh, you know, the Hispanic community is diverse, unlike the African Americans who all do the same thing. Remember when Joe Biden said that? Hispanic community is more diverse. The African American community tends to just be sheep, basically, is what he was saying. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he meant. They all do the same thing. Oh, but then comes along a Tim Scott. Then comes along a Ben Carson. Then comes along a Candace Owens. And you say, oh, we can't have them. We can't have them. So they technically can't be black. So we have to expel them and call them Uncle Toms. Make sure the African-American community hates them. They're not one of you. They're against you. They're traitors to their race. See how they play that game? What do you think would have happened if an African-American gave a rebuttal to Donald Trump's speech and the trending hashtag on Twitter was Uncle Whatever? What do you think would have happened? The news cycle would have never stopped saying racist Republicans trend a horrible racial slur, proving our point that all of these people are members of the Ku Klux Klan, or every one of them. That's what they would have said, folks. Well, guess what? They just did it last night. But it's all perfectly okay, right? It's all perfectly fine. I'm going to try again to go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
I am here. How's the connection now, Mark?
What you got for me? Okay. I don't know. Anyway, folks, look, we got to resist this. You know, I heard from someone the other day, and it almost broke my heart. I had a fan write to me and say, I've decided to be quiet. I've decided not to go on social media and voice my opinion. I've decided not to rabble rouse. I've decided not to oppose, because all it does is bring me tension and drama and grief. And I understand. I really do. You think it doesn't bring me tension and drama and grief, but guess what? This country's worth fighting for. And I'll take the tension and the drama and the grief. Call me anything you want to call me. Yell and scream at me. Call me an enemy of the state. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Call me anything you want. But at the bottom of this line is going to be this. I'm not stopping talking. Because that's the only thing that's going to reverse this. Is if people stand up and start shouting at the top of their lungs, this is baloney. See, because the left, they do all the talking. They're the ones with the microphones constantly yelling and screaming. So people say, well, I don't know. I don't hear anybody refuting that. And anybody that does, they claim are racists or evil people, so I guess they must be right. Wrong. Wrong. And it's about time that good, honest Americans stood up, made their voices heard, and said, no, I will not be quiet. No, I refuse to accept this stuff. I'm pointing out your hypocrisy every step of the way, and I'll go to my grave doing it. Because if this country's not worth fighting for, then hand it over to them. Hand it over to them. And when your children or your children's children are lazy house cats of the government who have no ambition to work because they don't need to, unless the government actually assigns them a job for their paycheck, fine. If that's the way you want this country to go, fine. I'll be long gone by then, because they can't get this done in the next 40, 50 years. I promise you that. But eventually, maybe they will. Is that the country you want to leave your children or your children's children? Go ahead then. Be quiet. Sit down. Be quiet. Be complacent. But remember this. When you see a crime being committed, you may not have the moral obligation to run in and stop it, but man, at least you need to scream. At least you need to holler. At least you need to raise your voice. And if you won't even do that, because, oh, they might target me or call me a mean name. Sorry. You have to have the courage of your convictions. If you believe in this country and you believe it's being taken over, which I do, then you have to be willing to stand up and suffer the wrath if that's what's going to come your way. You see, but when someone insults me, I consider the source. Okay? I consider the source. So if someone like, I don't know, a Candace Owens were to call the show and say, hey, Marcus, I think what you said is racist, I'd take that very seriously. And I'd reevaluate what I said. If Maxine Waters calls up the show and says, I'm going to tell her to go take a dive, because I don't respect anything she says, that the only thing she knows how to do is race bait. I don't care what Al Sharpton says. He only goes where the money is. He's the biggest race baiter in the world. But all these people are flooding their asses into the White House, aren't they? Because, oh, boy, good old Joe and his candy van has come to Washington. And now we all get to get rich. And the peons, let them eat cake. But put your mask on the minute that cake's done. It's unbelievable, folks. It's unbelievable what they're getting away with. And they're getting away with it because there aren't more people who will stand up and yell. Look at Tim Scott. He stands up and tells the truth last night. And for it, he's called an Uncle Tom. Why, if they honestly thought he was wrong, wouldn't they just say, here's why Tim Scott is wrong. He said this, and that's not correct. He said this, and this isn't correct. No, they didn't say that. They didn't point out where Tim Scott was wrong. They just said, don't listen to him. He's an Uncle Tom. Everything he says is invalid because he's an Uncle Tom. Why would they do that? Why would they go to a character assassination versus factual analysis. Why would they do that? If someone comes out and says the moon is made of green cheese, I'm not going to say, he's an Uncle Tom. Don't listen to him. I'm going to say, well, give me your evidence on that. That's wrong. That's not true. We have plenty of people who went to the moon. It's not made of green cheese. And we're very obviously can prove what it's made of, the components of it. See the difference? When you can't argue the facts, you have to vilify the messenger. And that's what the left does. They can't argue the facts. What Tim Scott said last night was 100% true. So they said, bah, we can't refute anything he said, rebuke anything he said, so therefore, just call him an Uncle Tom. And the African-Americans are so stupid, they'll be like, don't listen to him. You heard what they said, right? He's against our race. He's a race traitor. Because they think you're stupid. So they're the racists. All you African-Americans listen to this show, they're the racists. They think you're stupid. They think you'll fall for anything. They think you're all in lockstep with each other because you're too dumb to have independent thought. Hell, they think you're too stupid to know how to get an ID. But yet they'll call this side the racists. It's a joke. And it's even worse that you're falling for it. Wake the hell up. Everybody says, well, we want to be treated equal. Everybody wants to be treated equal. I'm treating you equally right now. You're making fools out of yourselves. And I'd say that if you were white, green, Chinese, whatever, you're making damn fools out of yourselves. Take a look. Wake the hell up and realize you're being used. Because the minute you start to fight back, this is all over. You have the power. The African-American community has the power. Because if right now they were to rise up and say, these people are full of shit and I think they're the racist, this game is over. They're using you, and they need you right now. 3-4 years from now, that's going to change. That's going to change thanks to this crisis at the border that's not really a crisis. Wake up, folks. It's right in front of your eyes. Yeah.